You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Depending upon the action taken, there may be a basis for certain actions, or there may not be a basis for legal actions. And that is where I believe that the Department of Justice must apply its own independent, thorough legal analysis.
Lynch also stated she believed illegal immigrants have a right to work, although she did acknowledge there's no civil right for illegal immigrants to gain citizenship.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you pay for childcare last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, "I'll watch the kids while you're at work," and you were like, "Great," but then she said, "Let's discuss rates," and you found out the exact price of Grandma's love, plus overtime and holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, "Did you pay for childcare?" is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a Senate panel has unanimously passed a measure letting employers exempt veterans when determining if health care coverage must be provided.
Before the Senate Finance Committee approved the measure on a 26-0 vote, Chairman Orrin Hatch said the measure would encourage companies to hire veterans. He noted he wanted to start the session with the most bipartisan bill he could find, the Hire More Heroes Act. The House approved that legislation earlier this month.
A Senate panel could pass a bipartisan Iran sanctions bill as soon as today, but even if approved, the measure could lie dormant for at least 2 months after Democratic backers agreed to give the Obama administration more time to reach a nuclear deal. Legislation before the Senate Banking Committee would impose additional sanctions on Iran if international negotiators fail to reach a deal on the country's nuclear program by June 30th. 7 Democrats are co-sponsoring the legislation, which appears to have the votes to clear the committee. Security is going to be tight for this year's Super Bowl game in Arizona, but Senior Vice President of NFL Security, Jeff Miller, says despite security measures, fans should be able to enjoy the Super Bowl.
While the level of security is high, there should only be a moderate inconvenience for our fans, a very small price to pay. We strongly believe that our fans will be safe and should have no concerns after entry except rooting their team on to victory.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 23 sunny degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is mostly cloudy with a high near 31. And here we go again. Snow mainly before midnight tonight with a low of 27. Chance of precipitation at 80%. It continues until about 1 p.m. tomorrow with little or no snow accumulation expected. And then Friday night, it is going to be clear but oh so cold at 8 degrees. Saturday, it doesn't get much higher than 22, and it warms up again a little bit on Sunday. And then Monday, there is a 50% chance of some more snow.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet, from Hunterdon, good lord.
It's going to be one of those days.
What happened to me today?
All right, take
two. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Now, was that hard, Jennifer? Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, here's the problem. I'm trying to get my microphone down and it keeps flying up.
Sounds like a personal problem.
This is starting out to be the worst show we've ever done, Jennifer.
Not close.
To me. On today's show, tax form information. Jennifer will explain, donate your Legos to the library. Some preliminary information about this year's Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale. I might have jumped the gun on that one a little bit, Jennifer. Jennifer wonders why, if we have such a great education system in this country, how come only one of the three R's actually begins with the letter R? Our Museum Pass program, New Year's New Jersey Makers Day, upcoming events, and more on today's garbled library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Emperor of Graphic Arts.
Thank you. And also a rich Emperor of Graphic Arts. I believe someone owes me $1,000 at the library.
I believe they do.
I'm going to...
Shall we elaborate on...
Yes, tell us and why you're playing Miami 2017. I know the title of that song.
And what is the subtitle?
Just to know what's going on Broadway. Well, Billy Joel just said it.
He did. Well, first of all, Billy Joel is my all-time favorite.
I'm sure that makes him very happy.
He's delighted. And this is from Shea Stadium.
Okay, did you ever see him live?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have?
I have. So okay. I'm at the Meadowlands, the Bridge Tour.
Fully expecting to say no.
No, and I had the best seats. They were, it was at the former Brendan Byrne Arena, I think it's the Izod Center now, and we were just at mid-ice on the first row off the floor, and the stage was almost out that far. They were really excellent seats.
Cool. Who'd you go with?
I took my cousin, my sister, and I think my then-boyfriend, I'm not sure.
What year was this?
86?
1986? Okay, who was your then-boyfriend?
His name was Greg.
Greg? Mm-hmm. I want to hear all about Greg.
You know all about Greg. You married somebody who used to work at the library.
I know. Have I ever met him?
Beth Madison's husband.
But that doesn't mean I know who
he
is.
Oh, I didn't know if you knew him. He was a tall, real tall guy with blonde hair.
Oh, yeah? You dated a tall guy with blonde hair?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, but we don't want to go to this. Sounds like a touchy subject.
It's not touchy. It's just old history. But the reason I am calling you Emperor of Graphic Arts and the reason somebody owes you $1,000 and the reason I am playing The Lights Went Out on Broadway is because the lights went out at the library last night.
I think most people in this county, Jennifer, know that because their lights went out, too.
Everybody, the lights went out in 180.
Did we find out a cost?
I have not checked NJ.com yet. But our intrepid borderline bluegrass band played right through. It was like the old-time days when you'd go to a concert and hold up a Bic. Although two people at our circulation desk had never heard of that custom.
Of holding up a lighter at a concert?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I guess they don't do that. You can't
You're not allowed to bring lighters in anymore.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
But Borderline played right through.
I'm very impressed with Borderline. Borderline was the bluegrass band that performed at the library last night. The lights went out for the first time around 15 minutes before their show. They started the show in pitch black, Jennifer. They just started to play, waiting for the fire marshal to come. And actually, I wonder if I can get this on Facebook. I videoed a little bit of it. Can't see them, but you can hear them playing.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I might try to get that up on Facebook as under the caption, "The show must go on" or something.
Yes, definitely.
But I appreciate them doing that. And then the lights came on and off a couple more times before they came on for good. And Borderline just kept on playing.
They kept on playing.
So and thank you, Bob and Terry Suter and Bob Harris.
We want to wish
Makeup Borderline.
Bob Suter good luck today. Do you know what Bob Suter is doing today?
I heard something about the Rocky movie. What's that?
Bob Suter's going to an open casting call. Or no, actually he was invited to a casting call for the new Rocky movie today in Philadelphia.
How was he invited? Like he sent his picture?
He sent his picture and a resume. And they were interested. So good luck, Bob.
Was he going to have a major role or just sit at the end of the bar or something? What's the new Rocky movie about?
I just heard it was announced recently. I thought the last one kind of ended.
Something with his son boxing? Oh, no, maybe his grandson? Rocky's not boxing.
I mean, wasn't it like completely tied up after the last movie, all the loose ends?
Yeah, kind of. He said the beast was dead inside him. I actually liked the last Rocky. I didn't hate it. I hated Rocky V.
Yes.
Rocky Six, or also it was just called Rocky Balboa. I thought it was, I couldn't, Five left a bad taste in my mouth.
Okay. And we have one more piece of business. And I hope you're listening, Jeremiah. There was a little while when the TuneIn app wasn't working properly, and people could not get us on their app, and you can now. Just go to TuneIn, however you go to an app, and type in Hunterdon, and it should appear on the list.
Well, they didn't do it, Jennifer. There's no way to to tell them this information.
I just know if you know about the TuneIn app, just type in Hunterdon, and the Chamber of Radio is back on.
Webpage or something.
We could.
By the way, our webpage, if you're online, which of course you are, is hclibrary.us, so you can follow along at home. anything we're talking about will be on our webpage, pretty much, right, Jennifer?
Pretty much.
Except for the Billy Joel stuff.
But you know what? It's a CD from the library. You could put it on hold, yes. And when I bring it back in an hour and a half.
Billy Joel ever write a book or anything?
A biography of Billy Joel came out just this past October.
Do you like his? Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
It was. It was written by a notable, whose name escapes me now.
Do we have biographer. You said the TuneIn, which ironically or coincidentally? I guess coincidentally. That's not irony, Jennifer.
What?
There's a book called TuneIn about, it's the definitive biography of the Beatles.
Oh, how about
it's in
that?
Three volumes, and volume one is 1,000 pages, and it only takes you up to 1962.
Oh, my God. Have you seen, last fall I bought...
By the way, my question was, do we have it?
I don't know, but last fall I bought a four-volume series of the Beatles. It's sort of an illustrated kind of thing, and each one covers a different Beatle.
This is a book?
It's four books, yeah.
Each one with a Beatle? Oh, yeah? Who wrote that or published that?
I don't remember.
Why don't we look it up in the break?
I will look it up during the break, both of those. But that was a really nice set.
So quickly, what's going on this week at the library? Jennifer, we had Borderline last night. Thank them. I thank them, and I actually might bring them back in the fall. What do you think about that?
Yeah, definitely, because the attendance was a little bit...
I really appreciate them playing on as they did, Jennifer. Okay, tonight have a movie playing at the Hunterdon County Library, Gone Girl, which has gotten mixed reviews. Everybody loves the book. And the movie's good. I got to say the movie's good. Not great, Jennifer. But I'm not selling this. This is not my job here to critique it. It's just to tell you that it's playing. Judge for yourself. And this is at the Hunterdon County Library tonight, Thursday, June 29th at 6 p.m. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage on the Big Screen Movie Series. It's sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Also tonight, Black Bears in New Jersey with Tom Shepard. Jennifer. Actually, there was a story in the news today how a hunter killed a mother bear and they're raising the two bears that survived because he accidentally stepped on the bear that was, I guess, huddled on the ground with the baby because they were newborn bears.
How does one accidentally step on a bear?
It was under a log and he was stepping over the log and so the bear grabbed them and he couldn't get away so he had to shoot it. Oh. But Jennifer, black bears are here to stay. They have already adapted to us and we must adapt to them. Come learn about the status of black bears in New Jersey tonight at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m. And this is presented by Tom Shepard of the Hunterdon County Parks and Rec Department. He'll have a full-size mount, bear skull, fur, and a rubberized scat.
We're not...
And track prints in hand. Just so when you're out in the woods and you see scat, you might want to identify it and get the heck out of there if it's bear scat. And it's fresh. I don't know. Okay, so that's tonight. I'm sure that's an interesting program. There's still plenty of room. Just swing on up to the North County Branch, 65 Hall Street in Clinton.
And I'd like to add something to that. We have a DVD, Living with New Jersey Black Bears, in our collection. It's put out by the Trenton DEP Division of Wildlife and Fish, and we had shown it at Headquarters Library a few years ago as a program.
I remember that. I was going to mention that. I remember something about that.
Yeah, and so we still have the DVD in our collection, and that was very interesting.
Jennifer, the... North County Branch Library Winter Concert Series continues this Saturday at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library with the Klein Questis Duo. It features Jenny Klein, flautist, and Carlos Questis, guitarist, and they'll perform a program featuring music of the 19th, 20th, and 21st centuries with works by composers from Argentina, Italy, Spain, France, and the U.S. So this sounds like a multicultural program. And this is, once again, Saturday, January 31st at the North County Branch Library at 1 p.m. And the next Wednesday at the North County Branch Library, Protecting Alaska's Treasures, Threats to Its Land and Waters. This is a Sierra Club presentation. with Monica Scherer speaking. So if protecting Alaska's treasures interests you, venture up to the North County Branch Library next Wednesday, February 4th at 7 p.m. And that's all we have going on until we meet again next Thursday for our radio show.
Okay, let's go to some commercials, and then I will give you the update on the Beatles books in our collection.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and the Emperor of Graphic Arts. Now, the way we never finished why we call him the Emperor of Graphic Arts, it was because when the lights finally came back on at 7:30, I was cautious and I said, I'm afraid they're going to go off again because sometimes lights will do that. And the Emperor of Graphic Arts said, no way, they're going to stay on. They're not going off again. And they indeed did not go off.
I'm the only one that didn't panic, Jennifer.
I didn't panic.
I'm the only one that kept
I was aggravated.
Cool head. I would have let everybody back in, opened full services, and I would have been right. I would have been a hero.
You would have been. We let them in at 8 o'clock, though. The fire marshal was there, and we, you know.
Poor people shivering out in the cold, trying to get into their county library.
Great. We do, in fact, have Tune In, the Beatles Volume 1.
We have it?
Yep, by Mark Lewison. But it looks like Volume 2 has not been issued yet.
No,
because
that is correct.
He has thousands more pages to
write.
I'm
sure the only person that could probably read it right now would be you, Jennifer.
Quite possibly. The other book I was talking about is called The Beatles Solo, The Illustrated Chronicles of John Paul Ringo.
By the way, is that book in?
Yes, it is.
It is?
It is.
I got to get it.
Yes.
Can you put a hold on it for me?
Do you know your PIN?
No.
Oh, no. The Beatles Solo, The Illustrated Chronicles of John, Paul, George, and Ringo's After the Beatles. And it's by Matt Snow. And it examines the lives of the individual members of the Beatles after the breakup of the band, delving into their personal lives and further career since the group's 1970 dissolution.
I might try to put a hold on a book while we're on the radio just to show people how easy it is.
Only if you know your PIN.
I do know my PIN.
Oh, I asked you that. I could do that then.
Okay.
Or you could do it.
Why do you do it?
Which one do you want?
Well, I'm just going to go and grab it off the shelf this afternoon, Jennifer.
You can do that also.
It's always an option, too, folks. You can gamble. If the book's there, just show up. And then if it's not there, well, you're in the library, and there's a lot of other things to do in the library, as we've told you. Programs and art exhibits and internet stations, a cafe. What else can they do if the book isn't there, Jennifer, and you're not disappointed? You'll find another book, of course.
You can read a magazine.
We have book displays about various topics right now. What are our book displays? What's the one on the main level?
It's actually being changed pretty much as we speak. Right now, Soup is finishing up.
Okay.
And then it's going to be a book is like a box of chocolate.
I heard that soup display was good.
Did you vote for your favorite soup?
No, but I think my favorite soup is cheddar, potato cheddar or something like that. Is that a soup?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm sure your wife disapproves of that soup.
Of course. Well, what's your favorite soup?
Corn chowder.
Corn chowder?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like something from the 1700s. Do they still make corn chowder?
I do.
Do they call it maize chowder?
No.
Okay, moving on, Jennifer. This is boring me, and I'm the one talking.
Is it time for that day in history?
Oh, sure. Would you like to do that?
I sure would.
Okay, today in history, Jennifer, today is January 29th, 2014. I've got five...
The music's not working.
...events in history that happened on this date. Okay, let's start with 1845, Jennifer.
Okay.
The New York Evening Mirror publishes this with the name of the author for the first time, Edgar Allan Poe. What did they publish?
The Raven.
Correct. 1861, Jennifer, this is admitted as the 34th U.S. date today in 1861.
So it's just at the beginning of the Civil War. So I know a whole bunch of states it's not.
That's good, Jennifer.
You
got a 1 in 50th, no, even less than that.
Less than that. How about Illinois?
Okay, in the ballpark. Kansas. 1866, Jennifer. Who patents the first successful gasoline-driven automobile?
I don't know.
Carl Benz.
Oh, in Germany.
Okay, Jennifer, 1916 on this day, Paris is bombed.
Wait, 1960 what?
1916.
Oh, 1916.
World War One, Jennifer, Paris is bombed by German what?
Luftwaffe?
What kind of mode of transportation?
Airplanes.
Bombed? Incorrect. I'm looking for Zeppelins.
Oh, wow.
And finally, Jennifer, 1936 on this date, the first inductees are granted admission to the Baseball Hall of Fame on this date. Can you name any of those first inductees?
How many were there?
Five.
Let's say Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Incorrect. I thought you'd get one. Who's the most
Honus famous? Wagner.
Wow, that's one, and that's not the most famous one.
Ty Cobb.
That's two, and that's not the most famous one. Who's the most famous baseball player?
Babe Ruth.
Correct. Three.
Who were the
you
other
got three.
Two?
The other one was Christy Mathewson and Walter Johnson.
I wouldn't
I'm
never
very impressed
those
you got three out of the five.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, Jennifer, name recognition game. All these people born or were either born or died on this date. I know who they are just by their name. This Jennifer. 1737. This. Do I give you the name? Oh, I just give you
the
name.
You give me the name.
I get confused.
And you tell me if they were born or died.
They born on this date in 1737, Jennifer. Thomas Paine.
He wrote Common Sense. He was a patriot.
That's all we needed. Very good. 1843, born. William McKinley.
He was, and don't ask me which number, President of the United States
that's
of America.
That's fine. If he was the 25th president, that's enough. 1860, Anton Chekhov.
He was an author. He wrote... Did he write Seagull? The Seagull?
I don't know. The only one I know that he wrote was The Metamorphosis. You ever read The Metamorphosis? It's kind of a short story.
I don't know why I thought Kafka wrote that.
A cockroach is laying in
yeah,
bed.
Yeah, I thought Kafka wrote that for some reason.
Oh, okay. Wait, maybe he did. Maybe I got that wrong, Jennifer. I could be wrong about that. Sorry. You know what? I make mistakes, Jennifer.
No, I know you do.
Not about power or black goods generally, but maybe that's something here. Okay, Jennifer.
Yeah, Kafka wrote The Metamorphosis.
I'm sorry. Okay,
what did I
my
say
mistake.
Wrote?
Yeah.
What
so
did
you're
I say?
For the, I have no
Seagull.
Idea.
Seagull. Chekhov wrote The Seagull.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
What else did he write? Was that his most famous book?
I
blew that one.
Yeah, Uncle Vanya, The Cherry Orchard.
Okay,
yes,
one
like
wrong
points.
For me. Jennifer automatically wins the game if I get one wrong. 1874, Jennifer, John D. Rockefeller. Junior.
He was a millionaire. Okay. In New York City.
Probably billionaire, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, billionaire.
I mean, something that he would
famous did he, for. Was he, did he go down with the Titanic?
I don't believe so.
Oh, it was an Astor. What, Rockefeller Center?
No.
Named after him?
Might have been, but then again, I don't know.
It was an oil tycoon?
So. No.
He was?
Nope.
What?
He was a philanthropist, most famous for creating Williamsburg, Virginia, among other, I think his father.
Obviously, he wasn't that
his
famous
His father
for
did
that.
The rest of the stuff.
Okay.
That you're talking about, I think everything else was named after his father. Okay, Jennifer?
Okay, Jim.
1880, W.C. Fields was born.
He's a comedian. And his it is purported that his tombstone reads, "With all due respect, I'd rather be here than in Philadelphia."
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. That's a very good anecdote. Thank you. Born today, 1945.
Okay, 1945.
Tom Selleck.
Magnum P.I.
Very good.
Are you shocked and surprised and amazed?
No, because he's like a good-looking guy, right? I figured
no,
you know
I am.
Who that was. Did you have a crush on Tom Selleck?
I really didn't.
No?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't
know.
Like men with mustaches? Oh, come on. What were you just what just crossed your mind there?
Never mind.
What? Tell me.
No, I
Who
have
has a mustache that you have a big crush on?
I have no crushes at the very moment.
All right. Never mind, ladies and gentlemen. I thought I had something interesting coming out of, through Jennifer's microphone for you.
Sorry.
1964, Jennifer, Andre Reed was born. I don't expect you to get this
1974?
64.
64. Andre Reed?
Yes.
And the only thing I can think of is he's a hockey player, but
he was a football player, recently admitted into the Hall of Fame for the NFL, just most famously because he went to Kutztown University. Okay, Jennifer, 1970, born Heather Graham.
She's an author.
That is incorrect.
Well, no, there is an author named Heather Graham, but she's probably older than that.
Heather Graham was an actress in many things like The Hangover, Austin Powers, a million movies. Okay, and then finally, Jennifer died today. Mm-hmm. Freddie Prinze.
He was a musician. Queen. No.
Oh, that's Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
We play this game all the time.
Freddie Prinze was a comedian.
Oh, he was a comedian?
A Latin comedian that died tragically young. I think he killed himself. He was on Chico and the Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
And he was just a stand-up comedian. And then finally, in 1980, I know you know this one because it's your favorite movie of all time. Jimmy Durante. Which died on this date in 1980.
He was Frosty the Snowman's voice. He was in...
Not his voice, but the narrator.
The narrator. Well, that's his voice.
No, his voice was somebody else.
He was in The Christmas Wish with Rupert the Squirrel. He also has a restaurant named after him on...
He also had a variety show on TV. He did a million things. Classic Hollywood... icon, right? But Frosty's voice was...
I didn't say he was Frosty's voice. I said his voice was in... His voice was in fact.
Archive check, please, Jeremiah. Okay, that's today in history. Not many... I was kind of struck that there wasn't many fascinating people born today.
I'm sorry to hear
With my
that.
Apologies to everyone born today.
All right, shall we do the commercials? And... when we come back, I have a book review. And
what time is it on your clock?
10:30. No, 11:30.
Exactly?
Yes.
Oh, I'm 11:29. We're almost a minute off this time. Instead
well, that's closer.
Of 8 minutes off.
And we need to talk about Comic-Con because you mentioned it in the introduction of the last
Okay. And you
program.
Had a meeting about it last night?
We started to and the lights went out and then I had to
And your make voices phone calls. Don't work in the dark?
No, I had to call people.
Oh, okay.
So we can talk about that because it was pointed out to me that we missed talking about it last week.
Got
it.
So
we will be right back after the news and a quick look at your weather.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. There's new information in the hostage situation involving a Japanese journalist and a Jordanian military pilot held by ISIS terrorists. AP correspondent Ken Moritsugu reports a message said to be from the Japanese hostage warns he and the pilot will be killed at sundown if a prisoner exchange fails to go through.
The message does not actually mention the Japanese hostage, but it is claimed to be the Japanese hostage speaking. We haven't been able to verify whether it is actually his voice or somebody else. However, the Japanese Iran's government said they feel there's a high probability it is him.
The Iraqi prisoner is a woman convicted of an attempted suicide bombing in 2005. Cuban President Raul Castro is demanding that the United States return the U.S. base at Guantanamo Bay, lift the half-century trade embargo on Cuba, and compensate it for damages before the two countries reestablish normal relations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Quick look at your Flemington weather. Today, 34 degrees. It feels much colder out there, though, Jennifer, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Anticipated snow showers this evening. Little to no accumulation at this point. Friday's 34 degrees. That's why it feels a little... 34 degrees tomorrow with an overnight of 7 degrees, Jennifer. Saturday, sunny skies, 24 degrees. No percent chance of snow. It's not my day again. Sunday, Jennifer mentioned that it might snow one Sunday evening. There's no mention of it on my forecast.
All right,
Jennifer.
We're going with your forecast, then.
No, I think I read somewhere else that with possible, there's like a rain snow line coming right through the county, so it could be rain. But there'll be a weather event Sunday night into Monday. I think expect like freezing rain. Temperatures on Sunday, 33 degrees, dropping down on Monday to 19 degrees with an overnight low on Monday of one.
One what?
Degree.
It's awfully cold.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gannot, I'm sure, is packing up his car and heading over from Crown Trophy over in the Staples parking lot, coming over to do his show, taking care of business at noon. So safe travels, Jim. Like you're listening or something. Okay, Jennifer, you were telling us about Comic-Con. I hate that name, by the way. Why do we have to call it that? You lose the middle C in there. How do you spell Comic-Con?
No, that's two words.
It's a Comic-Con?
It's two words.
You can't say... You shouldn't be called something where it just stops you mid-sentence. Let's go to Comic-Con. Never mind. I hate saying that word. That's what people are going to say, Jennifer. What are you doing? Are you going to...
I am.
Are you going to engage in the radio show?
I'm checking our email, jtandthebookworm@gmail.com. Which has been tragically empty.
Well, then check it off on the commercial break.
No, I'm looking to see if anyone sent us any emails.
Why? Why would you think someone sent us an email?
To tell us how wonderful we're doing.
If I had said the original opening joke about you, we would have gotten a lot of emails.
There was an original opening joke about me?
What?
There was an original opening joke.
Wouldn't I how I make a little comment about something you say
there was
or
something
do?
Else?
Yeah.
You'll tell me off the air?
No.
What is it?
It's inappropriate.
So you'll tell me off the air.
No,
awesome.
I'm not going to say it.
All right.
I've changed my mind, luckily, or we would have both been out of here.
All right. So Comic-Con, we're going to try and have a festival of comic books and superheroes.
And just comic books, or is there anything else involved?
Graphic novels.
Okay.
And this is all leading up to, and the timing is just coincidental, the Summer Reading Club this year, the themes are superheroes. And, like, reading superheroes.
Okay, so why do I want to go to this?
You want to go to this. Well, it's still in the planning stages, but we're hoping.
Who's your target audience?
Anybody who loves comic books.
Okay.
We're expecting...
Are we talking to the place in Turntable Junction?
We will.
Okay.
I'm hoping to have a storyline writer. I'm going to look into getting a graphic artist or maybe somebody who could come in and give some, you know, brief instruction on how to draw a comic book. Or create like a manga character.
And I would suggest going over to the comic book guy soon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's on our list.
I've never been in there, so I don't know. I hear the business does well, though.
It does. And then once ALA...
And that's where you need to advertise.
The American Library Association is being held this weekend in Chicago, but once it's over, I'm going to contact some of the publishers who produce comic books or graphic novels and see what they can offer, what they might have that would help out. So if anybody is out there...
And any local comic websites, we can probably get advertising on their webpage.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Anybody who has any talent.
Tell me what happened. Okay, I want to go to Comic-Con. What do I expect? Do I bring comic books with me?
Maybe we'll have a comic book swap. You know, we're still in the stages. So if anybody has any ideas, send them to jtandthebookworm.com. This is our first one. We're reading up on what other libraries have done.
Okay. So give me some examples.
Come in costume for sure.
You come in costume. Important tip, Jennifer, that you've just hit on right now.
Well, like I said, we started planning last night. The lights
Everybody
went out.
Comes in costume?
Anybody who wants to come, come
in costume. You don't have to, but you can. Okay.
Although I did see Spider-Man in Times Square last Friday morning.
Oh, yeah?
I did.
How's he doing?
He was a little bit cold.
What was he doing?
He was just shivering.
Fighting crime?
With a young lady in a coat. I don't know who she was because she still had her heavy coat on. It was about 9:15 in the morning.
Was this a movie set? What was it?
No. They have the costume characters in Times Square now that it's all messed up. I mean, now that it's all family friendly.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Times Square has been paved over, and there's benches in the summer, and no traffic goes through Times Square
right,
anymore.
Where the George M. Cohen statue is?
Yeah.
Okay, and they have superheroes.
And they have they have comic book. Yeah.
And you don't like this.
But
you like Comic-Con.
It takes away something from Times Square.
Well, why don't we have somebody like that come to
Comic-Con?
Well,
I'm going to try to find all this out.
Okay.
We're just in the beginning planning stages.
All right.
And I'm sure there will be a scavenger hunt, which is a quite popular feature.
Of Comic-Con?
Of any county library
event. Are we providing refreshments or anything?
I'm getting there. The Friends of the Library are underwriting this, and we will be providing refreshments. That's a definite.
Okay, and we going to have comic books for sale or anything? Or?
I don't think for sale. I'm going to try and get some giveaways.
But maybe that guy can come and bring up some of his stuff to promote his store, and maybe he can sell or do a talk about comic books.
There's another guy, I'm not sure if he's well enough to come do a talk on comic books, but he's the king of the comic books.
Why is it called Comic Con?
It's like comic convention.
Oh. Okay. No comments. No comment.
So, Jeremiah, if I forgot anything or if you have had any other brilliant ideas.
So you and Jeremiah, and who else is running this?
Kendra's going to help us with it.
Okay, those are both library employees.
At the front desk.
Anybody else? Do you need my help?
I always need your help, Jim Thatch.
Well.
As soon as we get it, we're going to work on it again Saturday, providing there's no gas smell, there's no snow to shovel, there's snow.
Creating problems.
This is how my time gets taken up, Jim Thatch. Okay.
Oh, let's talk about Maker's Day real quick.
Okay.
Since that's another thing coming up with the library. This is March 21st, and Maker's Day is much easier rolling off the tongue than Comic-Con. Maker's Day, New Jersey's Maker's Day. Come enjoy the fun. The Maker Movement is coming to Hunterdon County. Do-it-yourselfers, artists, crafters, computer programmers, and robotics fans are leading this movement of interactive, creative, and inventing. The day will include local artists demonstrating their crafts, 3D printer, and robotic demonstrations. It will be at the North County Branch Library and the South County Branch Library. So we are looking for members. If you're an artist, inventor, or robotics fan, a craftsman, or anyone that wants to demonstrate a project or to teach others, go on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link for the Maker's Day. And then there's an application that you would need to fill out if you wanted to participate as an instructor or a demonstrator. And then you can send it in or drop it off at the North County Branch Library. If you have any questions, you can contact Sandy Janicek at sjanicek, that's sjanosik, at hclibrary.us, or call her at 908-730-6135. That's New Jersey Maker's Day, March 21st, 2015, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the North and South County Branch Libraries.
And we just had a call. We will be having a costume contest.
Okay.
We hadn't
good to know.
Gotten to that part.
Maybe we get close. You can have Jeremiah call in, and he can talk about it.
Yes. But he
with authority.
It's a good thing we're on the radio.
Wet people's appetites. Okay, Jennifer,
you're
prepared to change the subject? Go ahead.
Book recommendation?
Do I have a choice?
Yes.
Yes, I would love to hear your book recommendation.
Okay, this
would
one.
Would you like to play trivia in the last part of the show today?
I would.
Maybe we will.
Okay, we haven't done that in a while. The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins. Did we talk about this already?
A lot of books about trains with you.
There are a lot of books about trains coming out right now.
Why?
Did we talk about this one already?
Is there any orphans in this book?
No, but this is where she drives by the house and sees the people.
Oh, yes. You talked about this last week.
Oh, you know why? Because it was on the read-alike book list, or the first novel book list.
It sounded like a Rear Window, remember?
Yes. All right. Well, we have there's a pretty good-sized hold list for it.
Okay.
And
so it actually is available.
It is available, and someone has done a While You Wait for the Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins read-alike list, which includes Sweetland by Michael Crummy, which we talked about last week, The Kind Worth Killing by Peter Swenson. There Was an Old Woman, my favorite on the list.
You talked one about Bulgarian animals or something.
Yeah, that was The Wild Alones.
Yeah.
There Was an Old Woman by Hallie Efron, of the Efron sisters' fame.
Really? Is she really a good writer, Jennifer?
She is a fantastic writer.
So it's just in the family, you're just a good writer.
Yeah. Her really? Sister Delia wrote all kinds of
She didn't find Nora Ephron. She found a lot of her transcripts that she left behind.
No, they write
How
differently.
How did Nora Ephron die?
I believe she had cancer.
No.
No, their writing Sorry is completely different. Yeah.
Sorry, Hallie Efron. I didn't mean to accuse you.
Hallie? Hallie, like Halle Berry.
Okay.
And actually, I was reading a book one time and there was...
You know, if she was a really good writer, Jennifer, she would have changed her name. She would have had a pen name. Hallie Crummy.
Like Michael Crummy.
I'm just kidding. Hallie whatever. Oh, then she would have...
She is a lovely person. She sent a book to me one time and said, I was asking who I could send these these galleys to, and somebody suggested
Oh, she responded
Jews.
To you?
And then, no, she reached out to me one time, and then...
Hallie did.
Yeah. And then another
then
time...
I take everything back.
I was reading another book, and there was an epigraph in the front of the book, you know, like a quote from somebody else that her sister had said, and it was right after her sister died, and I emailed her, and I said, you know, this quote is right at the right time for me, and I have it hanging on my bulletin board. And she wrote back, and she's a lovely woman.
Good. Well, then I apologize to her.
You do that. Reunion by Hannah Pittard is on this list. She's an author I also highly recommend. Descent by Tim Johnson, about a young girl.
And all these books are available at the Hunterdon County Library?
They sure are. We don't put them on the list unless they
By the
are.
Way, where would I look for the Beatles book to save time?
780.
Is that lower level?
Yeah, it's in the lower level. 780.
That's right.
It's in the 780s. 78154, I think.
Okay.
Or it might be 784. Good I had enough. It up before.
Boy, that's a big difference, Jennifer.
It's not really that far apart.
Is it by author's last name, too?
It is. It's there'll be number first and then the author's
okay.
last name.
Gotcha.
And if there's no last name. All right, I've completely lost my train of thought because you keep interrupting me.
You tell us about what the authors you like.
Oh, no, I'm telling you about this read-alike. Oh, Descent by Tim Johnson. This is also a first-time novel. A young teenage girl and her family are vacationing in Colorado, and she is a serious runner. She goes running one morning with her brother, and she runs ahead of him and then vanishes. And eventually they find her, and it's how everyone copes with her return. Not quite as much as how she copes with it.
What happened to her?
I'm not going to tell you.
<Why not? laughs>
Ruin the book.
Okay. Spoiler alert, then you can tell me.
Yes. So pick this book up. Pick this book list up while you're waiting for Girl
By the
on
way,
the Train.
Another, if a book is there, isn't there, in the library, we have tons of book lists right in the lobby mm-hmm. that can help you find another book while you're there.
And we also have them on our website, hclibrary.us.
Book lists on our website? Good
yep.
tip, Jennifer.
If you click on the right-hand side, there's a list of six kind of yellow boxes.
Yes.
Click on Reader Services.
Okay.
And then click down to Book and Media Lists.
Okay.
There are book lists for adults, history ebooks, DVD editions, new books on CD, new music CDs, summer reading books for adult and teen. And under book lists for adults, there are all kinds of fiction lists. We've just added the New York Times bestseller lists. Some nonfiction, Garden to Table, I think is a pretty new one, which would inspire you to grow and eat your own vegetables. Oh, that one's from last year. But all these book lists are, most of these book lists
okay,
are
Okay, so
on
that's
there.
On our webpage if you need any ideas for your next read. Okay, Jennifer, let's go to a commercial. We'll come back with some trivia right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Politage of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show with the Emperor of Graphic Arts and Jennifer Winberry. How long is this going to go on, by the way?
I can end it right now. I'm already sick of it.
It was your idea. You want?
No, I wanted the $1,000.
Well, you're not getting the $1,000. You're paying out the $1,000.
I'm going to, whatever you say, to a check. What do you do to a check?
Post-dated.
No, I'm going to take
the staff member's
check. And what was the word where you, like, take, like, skim money off it or whatever? It's a word for that.
Oh.
Never mind. Speaking of
illegal
questions I don't know the answers to, let's play some trivia, Jennifer.
Nice segue.
20 questions, various topics. Here we go. Jennifer, which animal that can be bred with a horse to get a mule is said to have spoken in the Book of Numbers?
Donkey.
In the Bible. Avin Itofsky was brought up in Slough, Berkshire, and his dad is from Scranton, PA, USA. Which TV comedy is set in these two towns, depending on which version you watch? Slough, Berkshire, and Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Are there any choices?
Yes. It's The Office, Jennifer. We're looking for The Office.
Office.
A crustacean.
That's not choices. That's an answer.
I'm trying to do without giving you a...
Okay.
A crustacean in the bottom of a ship, Jennifer, is a barnacle. They wanted to spell it. I already did. Which Fellini movie contains the iconic scene with Marcello Mastroianni and Anita Ekberg romping in the Trevi Fountain? What movie is that? La Strada, Satricon, Amacord, or La Dolce Vita?
La Dolce Vita.
This person can be referred to as someone who has recently joined something or recently arrived somewhere. A newcomer, a newborn, a sinew, or a newfound?
Wait, I thought we weren't having choices. Newcomer.
Well, you need to pick one of the answers. Jennifer, just relax over there, and I'll handle the questions, okay?
All right.
Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers, Jennifer.
You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. It's still rock and roll to me, Billy Joel, Glass Houses.
What person's last words were alleged to be? All of my possessions for a moment of time. This person was also known as a virgin monarch. Victoria's second, Elizabeth I, Elizabeth II, Charles II. I can throw out one right away.
Elizabeth I.
Which vitamin is in orange juice?
C.
According to the food guide pyramid, Jennifer, developed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which of these should you eat the least of daily in order to maintain a healthy diet?
Fats.
Fats and oils is a choice, Jennifer. Serbs were Christianized by the Byzantine Orthodox Church. What were the names of the Greek brothers that translated the Bible from Greek into Old Church Slavonic and devised special Cyrillic letters for that purpose? We're looking for Sirius and Damascus, Cyril and Methodius, St. Franciscus and Sirius, or St. Dominic and Damascus.
Try the second one.
You got it, Jennifer. What is the pillar used in architecture to support the superstructure of a building and as a freestanding monument? Is that a dome, a column, an arch, or a convex?
Column.
Which movie did not have Katharine Hepburn as a co-star? Woman of the Year, Keeper of the Flame, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, Adam's Rib.
She was definitely in the first two.
It's got to be the Mad, Mad
World. I think
world.
It's a Mad, 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 Mad
What world. Birds call a similar to human laughter, Jennifer? Avocets, laughing gulls, black-necked stills, or oyster catchers?
Oh, let's say laughing gulls.
Let's say that, shall we? And which lethal weapon does Joe Pesci first appear? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Do you know?
I'm guessing 3, but I'm not sure. It could be 2.
Let's say
he
3.
Was sacked for a huge loss, Jennifer. What sport?
Football.
Who killed Alexander Hamilton?
Aaron Burr.
Who wrote Pride and Prejudice?
Jane Austen.
What is a load-bearing wall?
It's the wall you don't want to knock down because it's holding up the second floor.
Excellent description.
Thank you.
Fried Green Tomatoes, Jennifer, Benny and June, and the title role in Kate Brasher on TV are 3 major credits for this native New Yorker.
Jodie Foster?
I believe it's Mary Stuart Masterson. And finally, number 20, Jennifer, the gardens surrounding this great palace feature fountains, watercourses, statuary, and shrubberies, all on a very lavish scale. It was also the site. You should
is
know
it Versailles?
From, yes. About the popular treaty, Jennifer. Come on. All right, let's see how we did. You did know that a donkey, if you breed a donkey to a horse, you get a mule. Good job, Jennifer. The office takes place in Scranton in Berkshire, England. A barnacle is spelled correctly. La Dolce Vita is the Fellini movie. Newcomer is a person who recently joined something. Jennifer, Billy Joel sang, what's the name of the song?
It's still rock and roll.
Elizabeth I, Jennifer, was the Virgin Monarch. A vitamin C is in orange juice. Fats and oils, don't eat a lot of that, Jennifer. You were correct about Cyril and Methodius. Nice. A column is a pillar. It's a mad, 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 mad world. Shockingly did not star Katharine Hepburn.
Start everybody else.
Laughing gulls sound like humans laughing. Lethal Weapon 2, Jennifer, I let you down. It was Lethal Weapon 2, not Lethal Weapon 3, that first starred Joe Pesci from New Jersey, by the way.
Yes, Hunter and County.
Football, sacking is in football. Burr killed Hamilton. Austin wrote Pride and Prejudice. A low-bearing wall supports structures above it. Mary Stuart Masterson, Jennifer, we would have gotten 20 out of 20.
Nice job.
I missed the Joe Pesci one. Sorry about that.
That's okay. So what should we do in our last 3 minutes?
It's all up to you. I can see Jim Gano out in the hallway right now.
Jim Gano out in the hallway? Well, should we talk about, real quick, some programs coming up the week after next?
Sure.
There's a tweens program at the North County Branch Library, grades 1 through 6. Plant a bulb as a Valentine's Day gift. That's Tuesday, February 10th from 7 to 8 p.m.
Also, put the bulb where?
I guess in a pot. Make a flower pot craft. I didn't read the second.
That was an important little tidbit you left out.
On Saturday, Valentine's Day at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, come hear the Frost Kings, led by Al Krotoff on rhythm guitar and vocals, and bass tenor and baritone saxes, Tony Salimbin, drummer Harry Fiorelli, and bass player Brad Vicks.
Let me just mention this program real quick, Jennifer. This is a new program for the Huntington County Library, Nina Etc. And Hotter Than a Pepper Sprout is the title of the program. It features Nina Romano and Tim Smith. This program focuses on outstanding American musical artists and includes songs by Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, the Carter Family, Billie Holiday, Jimmy Rogers, Leadbelly, Woody Guthrie, Hank Williams, Patsy Cline, Peggy Lee, Gershwin, and many others. This is a woman I heard at the Old York Winery last year. Got to talking, and we're having her at the library. I think it's going to be a popular show. So it's one we've never had before. Be happy
Very
about
good.
That.
I am. You know, there's. I just sent you some press this morning for a program that has just been announced. If you had fun last year.
Happy in February.
It is. But I told you yesterday the press is being done another way.
Okay.
But they'd like a flyer up at the library, please. Thank you.
Well, then that's the way we... Never mind. Go ahead, Jennifer.
If you did not get enough tricentennial programs last year during the Hunterdon County's 300th anniversary, the committee is going to do a reduced schedule series of programs this year. I think last year they had one almost every day of the year. And they're going to have a theme, and this year's theme is agriculture. And it will be kicked off at the Hunterdon County Library on Tuesday, February 24th at 7 p.m. with Stephanie Stevens, who will be talking about her book, Tillers of the Soil. And this book has been out of print for quite a while because it's been very popular, so the committee hopes to have enough books for sale. But we'll still be doing sign-up through the Tricentennial.
Don't they usually reprint more books if that's the case?
Yeah, and they're working on it right now.
Oh, okay.
And they hope to have them by that time. So we're really happy that the Hunterdon history is going to keep going. No?
Yeah. We can be part of the history.
And we can
Jennifer.
Still
let's
be
make,
part of it.
Let's make history at the Hunterdon County Library. What can we do?
We're going to make a video at the Hunterdon County Library.
That's what I understand. We'll see how that goes.
It'll be fine.
A promotional video.
A promotional
More on
video.
That next week.
More to come. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call in, stop, or go online. Your library is always there for you. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. The Obama administration is signaling how infuriated it is with Israel, specifically with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, for accepting an invitation from House Speaker John Boehner to speak before Congress about the Iranian threat, according to the New York Times. The paper reports administration officials aimed verbal attacks at Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer, who helped orchestrate the invitation. The January 19th fire that destroyed a riverfront mansion near Annapolis, Maryland, was caused by an electrical malfunction. An Arundel County Fire Chief, Alan Graves, says the malfunction sparked a fire that then spread to a drying out Christmas tree.
The investigation team has concluded that an electrical failure ignited the combustible material in the area, which quickly spread to the Christmas tree and the furnishings.
The fire killed Don and Sandra Pyle and their four grandchildren. This is USA Radio News.
In the early 60s, Dolores and Ray Butcher and their three daughters earned a trip to Disneyland by collecting S&H green stamps. It was a dream come true. Today, nearly everyone has a wallet or keychain full of loyalty rewards cards that they use for discounts, gifts, and even free dinners at their favorite restaurants. For years, an international company has been offering a universal loyalty rewards card in Europe. Now they are looking for independent representatives to launch this card in the U.S. and Canada. We call it the Blue Card. One card to replace dozens. The Blue Card offers discounts, cash back. It even accumulates points to shop at participating merchants and an online mall. It's free to get the card and free to become a representative. You could help launch the Blue Card in your area and get paid wherever it's used. Imagine, you could get paid every time someone fills their gas tank, buys groceries, orders an online air ticket, or purchases just about anything. To get your free Blue Card, call 800-627-6620. 800-627-6620.
The measles outbreak that began in Disney parks in California is spreading. Arizona officials are monitoring 1,000 people, including 200 children, who could have been exposed to the disease
at a Phoenix area medical center. School spokeswoman Mary Perry tells KESQ-TV that 66 students at Palm Desert High were sent home until February 9th because they have not been vaccinated for measles.
They are going to be asked to stay home until the incubation period for contagion would be complete.
President Obama will push to fully reverse the so-called sequester cuts as part of his upcoming budget plan, a proposal that will undoubtedly anger fiscal conservatives. The across-the-board cuts agreed to by both parties have